Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Akmir with the Bulletin Board Heroes here on Share Talk for Wednesday, the 3rd of March. Starting off with Argo Blockchain, where decent progress here after the consolidation the shares had at the floor of the rising trend channel from December. We've broken a line of resistance from last month. That's at 260, which is basically yesterday's intraday low. And while we're above that, 260 on an end-of-day close basis, we could hit the top of the rising trend channel from the end of last year, as high as £5. Time frame on that, on the £5, hopefully as soon as the end of next month, especially the way things are going at the moment. On to a stock which wasn't necessarily going to look at here today, because normally it doesn't move very much, but Chariot looking pretty strong at the moment. The reason for saying that is that we've broken a line of resistance. Quite a long extended one there from the middle of November. That was running at around 9 pence. And while we're above 9 pence, yesterday's closing level, looking for the top of the rising trend channel on the daily chart from the end of October up towards 18 pence, which could be hit by the end of next month. Critical metals is next, which I erroneously covered too many times of late, but who cares? It's doing quite well at the moment. Here, the setup was that we broke the mid-January peak at 11 pence, and above that, we were looking bullish for a top of September trend channel target as at 18 pence. But while we remain above 15 pence, and the longer we do so, the greater the chance there is of a move to 40 pence, which is the steeper rising trend channel top from December. Only back below 11 pence, as I suggested, really delaying the upside scenario, even if we break 15 pence along the way. On to a stock where the bulls have had a rather tough time of late. That's certainly not an exaggeration. We've come down from the peak of the end of November, and it looks like there's been a bear trap from below the late December floor there at a penny. Also a gap which looks like an exhaustion gap, so that suggests that either you are looking for an end-of-day close back above a penny, or an end-of-day close back above the top of the gap from the end of last month at 1.1 pence. An exhaustion gap reversal can be one of the strongest signals. It's a bit like a handbrake turn for technical analysis. So above 1.1 pence, looking for at least 1.5 pence, which was last month's peak. And obviously a weekly close above that, 2.5 pence, that doesn't take into consideration the ongoing fundamental shenanigans, but all about holding above a penny and closing above 1.1 pence there for Lansdowne. That could really change the picture. Stock which I covered last month and I had a good run towards I think that was a £1.20 level Online Blockchain. Here we've retraced back towards the 20-day moving average area. That's at 67 pence. And while we're above that, looking for a retest of the top of the rising trend channel from July, now up to 130 pence. In the near term, end-of-day close and remaining above the initial March resistance at 80 pence would be the confirmation that we are on our way, as of course would be the rise in Bitcoin. Stock which I don't cover too much, largely because its name is a bit of a mouthful, but Prophotonics is the next stock. And here it's good to see that in recent days, we've broken above that old October peak at 8 pence. The longer we remain above 8 pence, the greater the chance of a move towards the top of the rising trend channel from September, as high as 12 or 13 pence by the end of next month. Very good to see Remote Monitored Systems revive itself over the recent past. I think I covered this when it was near to sort of 1.3, 1.4 pence, hoping that it would not fall below the 200-day moving average, and that is what's happened, which is a good sign, obviously. It looks as though basically that mid-February price action below the 1.8 pence area was actually a sort of an extended bear trap. But either way, while we're above that late February peak at 1.9 pence, looking towards at least initially 3 pence, which is the November resistance line projection, and best-case scenario, above 3 pence would be back up towards 7 pence for the share. So a decent revival there. But the key really here has been the shares being strong enough not to need to test the 200-day moving average. That's quite a rare strong setup. Speaking of rare strong setups, we've got Star Phoenix, which is certainly a rather obscure stock, but I thought I'd throw that in anyway, or throw this in anyway. We've bounced off the bottom of the range with a pretty strong candle there. Just need to close above that resistance line there from back in June. That's, I suppose, that's around the, let's call it 2.2 pence. So an end of day close above 2.2 pence or a weekly close above 2.2 pence this week could be the momentum trigger for a move towards the top of the broadening triangle on the daily chart here from last March, as high as 6 pence. And that would be the target for the end of next month, and obviously only back below 1.5 pence recent support delaying that particular scenario. Very good to see Tirupati break to the upside now. A good intervention there in terms of buying from Mitan. And also we've had this breakout out of this symmetrical triangle, rising ascending triangle from the time the shares came to market. Looking for, I suppose, an end of day close through 94 pence or even, I suppose, 93 pence plus, which is recent resistance. If we can get that today or during the week, then the target here is up as high as £1.40, which is a December resistance line projection. To be fair, we've been looking for that line to be hit almost since the start of the year. So panning out quite nicely for Tirupati at the moment. Stock which did very well in the tail end of last year was Wishbone Gold, as it remodeled itself, currently bouncing off the floor of this or off the floor of this rising trend channel from October. That's around the 13 pence level, and while we're above 13 pence, looking towards the top of the rising trend channel from the autumn, as high as 23 pence as soon as the end of next month. If you're looking for a momentum trigger, an end of day close or a weekly close above the 50-day moving average at 15 pence would be the trigger to use. Next stock is Wildcat, which is a cool name if nothing else. Here we've got a rising trend channel which has been in place since last month. Top of the channel heading for 3 pence, which hopefully would be the target by the end of next month. The big attraction here though is the gap, the unfilled gap to the upside that we had in the middle of the last month. In fact, we've had two gaps in 2 months for the share, so that's pretty impressive. And normally gaps to the upside of this nature within a rising trend channel tend to be the precursor of a multi-bagger move. So let's see if Wildcat can live up to the technical signal. Onto a stock which has been featured quite highly on Share Talk of late, Extract Resources. Here we've had a decent neckline break, February resistance at 6.5 pence, and while we're above that, looking towards the top of the rising trend channel from November, as high as 15 pence as soon as the end of next month. So above 6.5, looking for 15 for Extract. And finishing off with Zoetic, which had a little bit of a bear attack last month and seems to have revived itself off the back of that for some reason. Here we've got neckline resistance here at 85 pence. And while we remain above that, looking towards the top of the rising trend channel from August, as high as 130 over the next 1 to 2 months, so maybe as soon as the end of next month there. So above 85 pence, looking towards 130 on Zoetic. That's it for me today. More updates tomorrow.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.